I'm making a recording of how I'm feeling right now just because I'm... I can't think of anything else to do. There's no one to talk to, and not even really anyone who I want to talk to, but I'm just... miserably, unbearably lonely. And... just this horrible pain in my soul that doesn't seem to have any real source or solution beyond just the bleakness and shittiness of everything. Maybe it's insight meditation related or something like that. I don't know. I only sort of half believe in the progress of insight or any of those models of how things work. There's certainly no real science to back them up, just meditators saying, oh yeah, I've seen lots of people go through it, it works for them, la-di-da. You know, citation needed. Of course, nobody has the resources and the inclination to do any research about it. Nobody has any theory as to what's going on in the brain. And who knows? Maybe it works for some people, but not everybody, but I don't know. This is all just loops of thoughts I've had before. It could be something else. I can't... you know, whether I'm feeling good or not, I feel like I never really make a meaningful human connection with anyone else. You know, maybe they feel like they do with me on their end, but I never feel like it on my end. Everyone's interested in me and my work and stuff like that. The ideas that I think about, it all seems insincere. Judged by their actions, nobody actually cares. Or understands, or both. I want to die. I want to kill myself. And I would. But I'm afraid that I would botch it and end up brain damaged or something like that, you know? It's not like I think I'm particularly incompetent at killing myself. It's just, you know, with many worlds' interpretation of quantum mechanics or whatnot, you attempt to kill yourself, you're going to wind up experiencing, to the extent that you do, and don't just die, is the ones in which something intervenes, you fucking it up, or whatever. And you don't have to deal with that. I know that I won't feel this way forever, but I feel pretty bad, pretty often. Like, a lot of the time. And more in the past few years. And I don't know what to do. I'm gonna eat this ravioli now. I'm making another recording because I'm still feeling this unbearable pain in my soul. I don't know, it's, I really want to talk to someone, but I don't know who. I'm afraid that if I call, like, Journey Crisis or something like that, that they'll send the police and, you know, take me to the psych ward again, which would just be even more unbearable than being here. I can't call my mother. I don't see what point there would be in calling my father or anyone. I called Nadia and Sandy, but they didn't answer. It's 3 a.m. I'm so unhappy. And it feels like a... like just a sorrow, I think. Just this horrible sadness inside me that feels like it's deep inside my chest, and that, like,
there's nothing that anyone could do physically or emotionally to fix it. And it's so unpleasant that it's actually making me afraid. Like, afraid of being stuck in this state. Of, you know, of my life being like this for an indefinite amount of time. It's just, and the thing is, it's like, I don't know what's causing it, and I don't know how to stop it. I can't think of any plausible changes that I could make to my lifestyle that would seem like they would make a difference or anything. It's just, you know, and I've tried seeing psychiatrists and therapists, completely useless. Antidepressants are placebos, and therapists are idiots. Who are just paid to pretend to care about you for half an hour a week. It's nothing. It's just insulting. You need a friend. And I feel like I don't have me. Making these recordings kind of half helps, because it kind of feels like, you know, somebody might listen to them at some point and that would make a difference. But when I think about who I could ever send them to have them listen to them, it just doesn't matter. I'm crying now, finally. I would have expected to cry a lot earlier. I guess it's not just sadness, it's just this horrible feeling. I don't know how to describe it. It's not really fear or dread or disgust. Even misery doesn't really seem to capture it. It's just a feeling of emotional pain. Don't know what else to say. My thoughts still turn to suicide every half a minute or so, because I just can't think of how else to end this feeling. You know, I'm sure if I called enough people or whatnot desperately, I could find someone to talk to a little bit, and it would probably help a little bit. And I would feel kind of alienated at the end of the conversation, most likely, like they didn't really, you know, it was something, but it wasn't really enough. Still better than this, but not good. But I'm not inclined to do that, because I feel like the worst thing is that this keeps happening. Like, this is the worst it's been, but been really unhappy more times than I can easily count in the past year alone. I don't know what to do. I think I'm more unhappy now than I was on that train. Recording this into here, it's starting to make me feel scared doing this, actually, because I feel like I'm just sort of putting these words into a box, into a place that no one will hear, and then no one will help me. But when I step back and examine it, it seems like an irrational fear, because no one can help me anyway, whether they hear this or not. No one who I can think to have listened to it anyway. You know, I think about sending it to Ashley, for instance, but she lives in Rochester and she has a crappy job working for Verizon in a call center or something, and I mean, she, even if she really wants to help me, she can't. She can't be there. I think about sending it to my mother, but she just doesn't have the emotional fortitude to deal with something like this. I came to her in tears once, and she was really empathetic for about 15 minutes, and then just couldn't take it anymore, and sort of, you know, got cold, and said she really needed to work on this email to her friend that she sort of obsessed over for the rest of the day and then went to bed. I hate my mother. I mean, I know it's not her fault that she lacks the ability to be the emotional support that I need, but she just seems like such a sucky person. Normally I feel full of hate. Right now, there's not enough room for it. Am I gonna fucking send this to? Watching the recording bar go by, silently going forward, meditating essentially. seems to numb the pain or make it, you know, sort of distance me from it or something, I don't know. But it requires a constant application of skill and attention, and it only sort of works. Usually when I'm really unhappy, my thoughts turn to murder rather than suicide. I don't know why it's different this time. Right now, killing someone doesn't seem like it would make me feel better at all. Normally it does. I wish it wasn't 3 a.m. If it wasn't 3 a.m., I'd go knock on my neighbor Connie's door and try and talk to her. I've talked to her a couple times in the past. She seems pretty cool. Manages a heating and air conditioning company. Sings in a band. Talks pretty fast. All the people I know suck so much. Is it because I suck? And so nobody who doesn't suck wants to have anything to do with me? Is that what it is? Boring recording. So many long silences. Even now when I'm so unhappy, the part of me that thinks like a, you know, like an editor's just chafing at the in artistry of this. I don't know, it's so hard for me to do anything. This one part of my brain is happy and the rest of the parts are just screaming with boredom. I feel like I could live with it if just, you know, I could put my talents to use somewhere where they were appreciated. I can do things other people can't do. I can figure things out they can't, but it doesn't matter to anyone. Just trapped in a cell. And I have been for years. Just pacing around, scratching at the walls, looking for a way out because there's nothing else to do, but knowing that there isn't one. Thing without finding some kind of direction, thinking of something to do. Okay, I thought of something. Problematically, I can't really tell you what it is. I guess I can. I'm not going to. It's just personal.